All four Gospels witness to the empty tomb. All four Gospels witness to the resurrection. We just heard St. John. Here's how St. Luke said it. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus changed the world. Everything changed with that event. Death died on that day. Life conquered death. Jesus' resurrection destroyed death. And for all of us who follow him and follow his commandments, everything changed. Hope was new. Nothing would ever be the same. For those who came to know Jesus Christ, his resurrection, and claim the hope that it raised, it created hope in us, in all of us, and everybody who believed and came after him. A week ago, we watched in horror as the Cathedral of Notre Dame burned and burned and burned. It was an emotional experience. It was for me. I imagine it was for you. It impacted people all over the world. Notre Dame Cathedral is more than just a French church, a French cathedral. Notre Dame Cathedral has been a treasure for the entire world. I bet all of you would recognize immediately the photographs of the Notre Dame Cathedral. It's the Cathedral of Our Lady, the mother of Jesus Christ, Notre Dame. It took almost 200 years to start to construct the cathedral, and that was over 800 years ago. 800 years ago is a long time ago. As a matter of fact, it was right in the middle of the Second Crusade, if you know your history about the Crusades. The men who began building it knew. They knew they would never see it finished. I'm talking about the men who funded it, the men who were the architects and the contractors, the workers. Everybody knew this was going to take the rest of their lives and they wouldn't see the end. The men who finished it never saw the beginning. They were building upon the work of those who came before them. Can anybody explain to yourselves why people dedicated their entire lives, rich people, poor people, why did they dedicate their entire lives building a building that no one would ever live in? This was not a palace. It wasn't a house. It wasn't an apartment house. It was one of the largest buildings in all of France for centuries. And they built it because of their faith in Jesus Christ and his church. They built Notre Dame, one of the largest buildings in the world at the time, because of that gospel we just read. They didn't find the body. That changed everything. That gave us all hope. They had learned over eight centuries, generation after generation, to learn and trust the hope of eternal life in following Jesus in the resurrection. They and we are a people of the resurrection. That makes us different. It changes everything. Those men who built Notre Dame, they built it out of love for his mother, Mary, Nuestra Señora, Our Lady, Notre Dame. And for centuries, France was the largest Catholic church in the entire world. Sadly, today, as France is one of the most secular countries in the world, one of the least Catholic churches in the world. I was there about 5 years ago, and of course, I met a priest, we talked, and come to find out that there are many, many priests, like the ones I was talking to, that had 20 or more parishes. They have old buildings, but they don't have priests, and the churches are empty. That's France today. And the French are proud of it. They talk about being a post-Christian country. I've been in France many, many times over my adult lifetime, and I've been to Notre Dame many times. The building was a building that was a catechism in art. Go look up on the internet or where you can find pictures of Notre Dame up close. No matter where your eyes fell, they would fall on a lesson of the church, carved into stone, in statues, in paintings, in wood, in glass. You couldn't look anywhere in that church that the church wasn't a book. Remember, there were no public schools then. The church was a Bible. The church was a faith lesson everywhere. And you didn't have to be an adult to understand it. It's right there in front of you. And the more often you went, the more you saw, and the more the whole place became one storybook with all the different stories from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's a huge building. It took many people to build it. But the one thing it required above everything else was Catholic faith. Catholic faith built Notre Dame. People rich and poor dedicated their entire lives to build that cathedral 800 years ago. And I've been following the news, probably like a lot of you, and I've heard the French leadership and politicians boast and boast and boast and boast that they're making the promise we're going to rebuild Notre Dame. Money's pouring in. I've heard hundreds of millions of dollars, as high as $1 billion pledged to the rebuilding of Notre Dame. Please forgive me if I say out loud that I do not believe a word of it. I do not believe they will rebuild it. The government confiscated it over 100 years ago. It doesn't belong to the church anymore. And the government allows the church to use it as a cathedral. But it's a government-owned property. They confiscated it. If they do rebuild the building, it will not be Catholic. There won't be anything Catholic about it. It's become a French icon. It's a tourist attraction. Have any of you following the news about Notre Dame, have any of you heard them use God's name? Have you heard anybody say, in the name of God, we're going to rebuild this church? Have you heard anybody in the news say, for the love of Mary, we're going to build this church? Have they mentioned Jesus' name? Have you heard that in any of the claims to rebuild the cathedral? No, you haven't heard it. Because they don't believe it. And yet the church is the Hail Marian stone. Or was. To build Notre Dame Cathedral for over almost 200 years required deep faith, deep commitment, profound understanding and belief in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the eternal life. What does France want? They want the building. They want the tourist attraction. Just watch. They'll get their building. France does not want the Catholic Church. They'll never have Notre Dame again. They lost it. Only the faith of the Catholic Church could have built Notre Dame, and only the church can rebuild Notre Dame today. Today, many new catechumens have come into the church all over the world. They're beginning their lives as Roman Catholics, and their faith, you can see it, it's just budding and blossoming. And that will produce fruit. It's been the same way for millions of Catholics over the last 2,000 years. I'm a convert. I've known many converts, and their lives are fruitful when they live their faith. We don't know what these catechumens are going to build with their faith. We trust that they're going to live their faith like the builders of Notre Dame. And maybe they'll build something. Maybe they'll build families. Maybe they will build Catholic lives, churches, schools. We don't know. But for 2,000 years, the church has built parishes, churches, cathedrals, families, hospitals, Catholic schools, orphanages. That's the fruit of our faith. And we trust that they will build up. Those that come after us will build up the church because they believe. They believe what Scripture says. Early in the morning, they went to the tomb, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.